This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control on an entirely new system with a new call-in line. Actually, it's an old call-in line, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 is how you can call in and talk to us. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And man, COVID-19 has really pushed me out of my comfort zone. I was just sitting here reflecting on that.
What happened?
Well, you know, we were making plans to go to a local Indian place that accepts cryptocurrency.
For Christmas Eve.
Right. Well, for Christmas Day. We're doing something else for Christmas Eve, apparently. And that's no longer an option. So the only alternative that we can come up with on this short of notice
Wait. Why is it no longer an option?
Because the city seems to have it out for this particular business, or this particular business has really nosy neighbors, Karens, because they keep getting targeted by the city of Keene, evidently. Now, a number of weeks ago, someone went in representing the city of Keene and was like, hey, you people, you have to put masks on, you have to do this, you have to do all that, you have to jump through all of these hoops, and they did. Jump through all of those hoops, but you know, they do have a core of restaurant goers who don't wear masks, and presumably they got narked on again or snitched on again. And so now they're doing takeouts only. They were told, evidently, that they have to do takeout only, that this one particular restaurant here in Keene can no longer have indoor dining, which is messed up. So, new plan, we're just going to take out from the restaurant and go back to my place, which is something I never anticipated doing or wanting to do.
But I wonder if they were given this in a written form or just told it. I suspect it was the latter.
Yeah, because I don't think they would have any justification for, like, hey, you, no, take out dining only. Evidently, though, the holidays are coming up, and Americans are planning to go forward with their Christmas traditions, just like they had been every year, and just like they did largely during Thanksgiving, although the Thanksgiving was a lot more muted than I expected it to be. I expected to see a lot more gatherings, but evidently the ones who did have gatherings still practiced social distancing and had their little paper bags for their masks and all of that sort of nonsense.
It's so sickening. I'm so tired of it. I wish it would just go away, but it doesn't seem like it's going to go away anytime. I just saw a headline on the New York Times, which you can't see much more than headlines from the New York Times anymore because of their paywall.
Yeah, their paywall was intense.
Yeah, and it was like, I think the headline was, Grandma just got her vaccine. Is it safe to see her again?
I have that pulled up, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not paywalled
really
on my on my phone, yeah, because I don't go there often enough to actually get locked out. I think that lets you have, like, what, one article a month or something?
I don't know. I went and I searched for it to see if I could find it on one of those sites that sort of translates it into, I don't know what you want to call that. It's English, but it's like other words that are substituted for whatever the words are in the article, so it's not quote-unquote a violation of copyright. We ran into one of these one night on the air, and it was bad. I hadn't checked it before reading it. But it sounds like they're saying that while you might be able to see your grandma, presuming she's at like a nursing home, I think, that you might be able to see her, you still won't be able to get anywhere near her.
Well, we can pull that up real quick and get into it.
Because of so-called social distancing.
It's a fascinating thing, this whole nonsense that your vaccine won't work unless I'm also vaccinated. People seem to buy into it. So coming to us from the New York Times, actually, if I can scroll back up to the top of this, now that Grandma has been vaccinated, may I visit her? It's absurd to me to think that the grandmother is at risk of catching the coronavirus or whatever, but if she's been vaccinated, what risk could there possibly be? So they say the start of a mass coronavirus vaccination campaign at U.S. nursing homes has brought hope to many families, but it may be a while before restrictions loosen. Here are answers to common questions. Well, here are the New York Times answers to common questions. Who knows whether or not they're actually sensible? But, you know, they're parading around the coronavirus vaccine. You know, look at us. We've accomplished something. It's so great. A watershed moment has arrived for many families. This week, healthcare workers from CVS and Walgreens, under contract from the federal government, will fan out to nursing homes around the country to begin vaccinating residents against the coronavirus. The shots not only will help protect the nation's elderly and infirm and the staff who care for them, but they raise the prospect of ending the devastating isolation many residents have felt for months. Because they're not allowing anyone to visit nursing homes at the moment. Is that correct?
I don't know if it's different rules by different states, but I believe that's the case in some places.
Family members are hopeful that before too long, they will return to visiting parents and grandparents, aunts, uncles, and other loved ones regularly again. So the New York Times checked with some experts on these common questions. Will restrictions on visiting be lifted soon? Well, probably not in a big way. Restrictions vary state by state, and the federal government's guidance on what it considers safe stands for now. They already allow visits under certain conditions. They don't say what those conditions are yet.
They must be highly restricted.
Yeah, they will allow outdoor visits with residents and indoor visits, too, if the facility has been free of cases for 14 days.
Sure, but you won't be able to hug your grandma.
No. Some medical experts have said that these guidelines are too lax and that visits should be severely restricted, even banned.
Wow.
Yeah, let's isolate the old people in their last years of their life.
Yeah, here's an idea. I mean, if you can, get your loved ones out of these facilities.
Absolutely. Once all residents are vaccinated, it opens the door for loosening of restrictions, says Dr. Michael Wasserman, the immediate past president of the California Association of Long-Term Care Medicine.
Opens the door does not mean that it will loosen the restrictions. That's just language that makes it sound like progress will be being made. But by no means is this going to be anytime soon, because first of all, they're saying they have to vaccinate the entire place, and there's like certain priorities as far as where the vaccination is going to be, etc. So I don't know if it's nursing homes that's getting it first, or if it's the so-called frontline workers. I've heard it's the frontline workers, you know, the hospital workers and things like that that are getting it.
Well, unless you're politically connected, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has received the coronavirus vaccine despite being 31 years old and not at risk of anything. Yeah, her own people, that Omar Ilhan, whatever her name is, she's targeting her for doing this. It's like, hey, you know, people, really? old people are out here dying, and you're 31 years old, and you're young and healthy, and you're getting this vaccine. It's kind of messed up. I wouldn't want the vaccine anyway, but at least be consistent. To allow visits, Dr. Wasserman recommends all residents of a nursing home should be vaccinated, all staff members should be vaccinated, and the nursing home should have the ability to ensure that visitors test negative for the coronavirus and have been disciplined about wearing a mask in public settings.
How can they be assured that somebody has been vaccinated? I mean, what if I fake my vaccination records? Well, how would they be sure of anything?
Presumably, you would have to turn over your medical records to work there, and I guess if you're one of their residents, they can just tell you to get vaccinated or get out.
Yeah, but they said visitors. I thought they said visitors.
They did not say visitors.
No?
They said visitors have to test negative.
That's what I mean.
Okay,
so not vaccination, but a negative test, right?
Yeah. Which you can certainly fake.
Yeah, you can fake that stuff.
That's what I would recommend doing if people wanted to do that. But what's the point? Even if you do test positive, you're going into a place where everyone is vaccinated against the disease that you have.
Oh, but the vaccinations won't necessarily work.
Then what is the point?
I don't know what the point is. I mean, some would say the point is to, you know, mass dose the American population with an experimental drug. You know, some would say that. Maybe the point is to just get a bunch of money to these pharmaceutical companies, and maybe there won't be that many people that die from the vaccine.
There are people who are facing severe anaphylactic, I think is the word, reactions as a result of these vaccines, and the fact that they contain, it's not propylene glycol, but it's something along those lines. I don't remember exactly what the terminology is, but it's never been used in a vaccine before.
The mRNA.
No, because
that's never been used in a vaccine before.
Right, neither has this.
Okay, something different.
But this is like the base liquid, I guess, that holds all of the stuff, and it's never been used in a vaccine, and it's causing severe allergic reactions in at least dozens of people. So it's not exactly safe. Is the vaccine safe and effective for old and frail residents of nursing homes? Well, the clinical trials of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine included people over 65, and results showed it to be safe and to work well in older people.
Except for the people that died.
Yeah, except for those. But they don't care about those.
They expect that, right? You do expect that sort of thing if you're issuing out thousands of vaccines. Somebody's probably going to die. The question is, would they have died if they had not taken the vaccine? And, you know, maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't have.
The lead administrator for CMS, Seema Verma, reinforced the confidence in the shot for older patients.
Now it's working.
Yeah, came in hot, too. Oh, that's right. You said I can't adjust it.
Well, no, you can. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, this is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Are you going to get vaccinated?
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And you can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind at 603-283-6160. We're moving a lot of things in-house at the moment, so expect some bumps and kinks and stuff to be worked out. But
big changes tonight.
All in all, it's going pretty well. And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. And maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or a stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Well, Ian has actually set up a Divi masternode. He said it was easy and that staking was even easier. But we're not investment advisors here on FTL. But we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges, or if you don't want to adjust the value of Divi, get it directly from the Divi team at their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. It's Ian and Aria here tonight, and we're talking about grandma, but I'm going to move on from that article because it's ultimately just a lot of...
It's depressing.
Yeah, the vaccine is so safe and everything's going to be so wonderful, but absolutely everyone has to get it because if you're not vaccinated, then my vaccine won't work.
Well, they're also saying that the vaccine might not work anyway because it might not, right?
Yeah, like, it's like 95% effective
or
something, right?
So that's their excuse for why they're going to continue to mandate so-called social distancing. That's their excuse for why they're going to continue to mandate the mask requirements and whatever other arbitrary crap. Because you don't know whether you're in the 5% or not. All you know is you've received this vaccine
that they tell you works.
That might work. But you don't really know if it did or not. You know, how do you know? The only way, you wouldn't possibly know, right?
What are the odds that one of us is going to catch this coronavirus anyway?
I don't know. They're not terrible. I mean, it is relatively spreadable. I mean, supposedly a guy we know at one of the local watering holes here in town, the owner, came down with it. He didn't have any symptoms whatsoever, but he tested positive for it. Now, does that mean he actually had it?
I don't know.
Or does that just mean that the test was positive? Because as we've seen, the tests, these PCR tests, according to doctors who I've had dinner with on more than one occasion, these PCR tests, they've backed up exactly what Andy said on the air here about these tests, and that is that the FDA is their mandates or recommendations or whatever for the testing requires it to be at like 40 revolutions, and apparently even this Fauci guy said that if any of these PCR tests that are over 35 revolutions are just worthless because it's just amping up the sensitivity of the test to pick up all kinds of noise.
Well, I know one person who tested positive. She's actually got a lot of underlying health issues. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't spread it to her boyfriend or I don't know.
That's weird.
Boyfriend is the right word. But
you'd think that somebody who is that close would be easily able to get it spread to them.
Yeah. She babysat his children in his apartment and none of them caught it, despite the fact that she was there for, you know, 10 hours out of a day.
Right.
So I don't know how spreadable it really is or even how real it is. I mean, she's one of the people who you would expect to actually be at risk from some of these underlying comorbidities.
And she didn't have any problems?
She's just fine. She had sniffles and she sneezed and a bit of a headache, basically like the flu.
Oh, but haven't you heard now, Aria, there's a new, more virulent version, a much more spreadable version of COVID-19 that has come out in the U.K.?
I did, and it means that they killed 15 million minks for
no
reason.
That was the Netherlands.
I know, but it's the same. It's the same strain.
Mm. Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
According to an article I saw earlier, I didn't look closely at it because I saw that, and I was like, it's at least very similar to the ones that, you know, were found in the minks that they mass murdered.
Well, if it just saves one human life.
Well, we managed to kill at least one human life with that 16-year-old kid in Maine who killed himself because of the isolation.
Oh, it's been far more than that.
Yeah, the drug overdose deaths, I think you guys talked about that last night, are
up dramatically. They were just looking at San Francisco, but yeah, up dramatically compared to 2019.
So people are going to be traveling for the upcoming Christmas season, and I'm totally okay with that.
The government says you're not supposed to do that.
They are. Airports are seeing steady increases in travelers determined to spend Christmas with family and friends, and good for them. I hope they're not going to any of these lame Christmas celebrations Thanksgiving, though.
But you know they are.
It's Christmas. Surely they're finally going to hug their grandmother or whatever on Christmas. Coronavirus testing centers are seeing brisk business, including from some people who want to know whether they have the virus before attending holiday events.
Get that cash register sound effect out. Ching! That's what this is all about, isn't it? Big business for the testing companies. Big business for the pharmaceutical manufacturers. Whether or not this... Because there's like... The anti-vax crowd obviously is completely against the vaccine, and I don't want the vaccine either, but I'm not going to go out on a limb and say, it's going to kill a bunch of people. You know, it might kill some, it'll certainly kill some people, but will it kill a significant portion of the people who receive it? That remains to be seen. I don't know one way or another. I'm not going to make a prediction about that, but it's definitely going to put some money in their pockets.
It is. There is a strong anti-vaccination center within the libertarian movement. I'm not necessarily part of it. I don't care.
I don't have kids, so.
Yeah, I don't either. What someone wants to put in their body is their business, not mine. I think a lot of the, quote, science behind the anti-vax stuff has been demonstrably proven wrong, but they cling to it. Understandably, people have their worldviews and they want to, you know, protect them from rational thought.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, I don't know what the science is on either side of it, but
I don't in regard to these coronavirus vaccines at the very least.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure, but I mean, even for the rest of them, I don't claim to know anything about one side or the other. I just know I don't want to have whatever that is put in my body. I don't know what it is, so therefore, no thanks.
Yeah, the government is subsidizing it, so I'm already inclined not to take anything that they're subsidizing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's like this one thing that the government gang would do, that they would recommend, that would actually be a good idea, but I think that they are so, you know, their legitimacy in my mind is so just destroyed, is so bad. Whether it's like the boy that cried wolf or whatever, I'm sorry, this one time they're crying wolf and it's like a real situation, I'd still rather just take my chances on whatever the issue is.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
The worst thing, we could die.
Yeah.
But we could die anyway.
Right.
I mean, you or I could walk out of here tonight, drive out of the studio, and then be hit by a car on the way home.
I think
slide off the road on a patch of ice.
I think my chances with catching coronavirus are better than dying of whatever is in these vaccines. Having an allergic reaction or whatever. Because I stand zero chance
of dying. Of catching the coronavirus?
No, dying from it.
Oh, dying from.
Yeah, because I stand virtually zero chance of dying from COVID-19.
So you're saying there's a better chance that you would die of COVID-19 or a better chance you would die of the vaccine?
Better chance I would die of the vaccine because there's no chance of COVID-19 killing me.
Almost none. But it's probably pretty low chance of the vaccines, although we don't know yet.
Well, that's the thing. I think it would be higher than zero, though.
Well, I mean, the COVID is slightly higher than zero, but only like 0.02 or whatever, right? Like, it's not a very large chance that you're going to die from
COVID. I think in my particular case, I have zero chance of dying from it because I'm young and healthy.
Yeah, I mean, almost no chance.
But to the alarm of California health officials, Christmas is looking an awful lot like Thanksgiving when social gatherings put an already unprecedented surge of the coronavirus into overdrive. The Thanksgiving, quote, super spreader events helped fill hospitals with COVID-19 patients, forcing more restrictions on businesses and pushing the healthcare network to the brink. But even the most dire public health warnings seem to have failed to sink in. In some cases, they are no match for the basic human need to spend time with loved ones, maintain family traditions, and turn to others for support during challenging times. Officials have already said that hospitals will likely have to make difficult decisions in the coming weeks about which patients will get the critical care that could mean the difference between life and death. At least we don't have government bureaucrats deciding who is going to get treated. 603-283-6160 is the new call-in line. That's 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Let us know what you plan on doing for Christmas.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the pandemic's finish line is in sight.
We should be incredibly excited about the fact that we now have
two different vaccines authorized for use. There will be 7.9 million vaccinations that go out this week between the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines.
Adams also noting we can't afford to stop running the marathon, noting that vigilance is still important. President-elect Joe Biden lashed out at a reporter on Tuesday who asked whether he still believes that allegations about his son were the product of Russian disinformation, as he claimed before the election.
Yes, yes, yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony. Thank you. I promise you my Justice Department will be totally on its own making its judgments about how they should proceed.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence says he and President Trump will keep fighting until every legal vote is counted in November's election.
Stay in the fight in our election. Stay in the fight in Georgia's election. And stay in the fight every day that follows.
The vice president speaking in West Palm Beach, Florida at a conservative summit, saying every illegal vote must be thrown out. The president also touting some of the Trump administration's accomplishments. Things get a bit tense at a lockdown protest.
Oregon State Police declared an unlawful assembly at the state capitol in Salem on Monday after 300-ish demonstrators pushed their way into the government building. The protest was billed as Reopen Oregon. The demonstration comes after Democrat Governor Kate Brown extended Oregon's state of emergency lockdown by 2 months from January 2nd to March 3rd. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Talk radio that you control. The only show we can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind with our new number, 603-283-6160. One more time, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And we really can't afford to repeat the mistakes of Thanksgiving. Another spike in cases from the winter months, from the winter holidays, will be disastrous for our hospital system. And ultimately,
wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. The mistakes? I remember before Thanksgiving, all of the propaganda was about how, all right, everybody, we just got to lock it down for 2 or 3 weeks, and then we're going to have a good Christmas. So,
is that what they said?
At least that's what they said in the UK, and I heard similar things elsewhere. It was just that we got a lockdown, and then we'll get through this.
Well, we just have to lock down for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then everything can go back to normal.
But that's not what's happening.
No, and it's been 11 months now?
Yeah.
10? I don't know how many. It's been way too long for a two-week lockdown. And this will ultimately mean many more people simply won't be with us in 2021, said Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer on Monday.
But that's true all the time.
Yeah.
People die.
Every single day.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's true or not, but some people have been saying that the total number of deaths this year is below what it was in previous years.
I still have yet to actually look up the flu deaths or flu cases so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I need to do, though. Our hospitals are already over capacity, and the high-quality medical care we're accustomed to in L.A. County is beginning to be compromised as our frontline healthcare workers are beyond stretched to the limit.
I don't know if I buy it. I mean, maybe there are some hospitals that are that way, but I saw a picture from one that was supposedly taken. And again, there's different propaganda on different sides, so yeah. I don't know what the truth is. But according to the photo I've seen, it's like, here's a hospital with an empty waiting room. You know,
very early on, they talked about, you know, packed hospitals and all of this other stuff. And there were just video after video of essentially empty hospitals.
Well, at least then you could just drive by and see, because remember, they were actually setting up the other hospitals, the like military ones.
The tent cities,
yeah, the
and
tent
all
hospitals where they just like pop up a hospital because it was supposedly so overwhelmed in the system. But yet no one used those outdoor hospitals. So where were all the overwhelming numbers or whatever? I mean, anyone could have driven by and seen that.
Almost no one has caught COVID on a plane, said Andrew Connors, who stood in a security line at L.A. International Airport on Monday morning with his daughter, Mika. All around them, the terminal buzzed as masked passengers queued up for security pat-downs, airport employees wiped surfaces with fervor, and roller bags rumbled across the floor. Connor said that Mika was preparing to travel alone to Ohio to spend Christmas with her mother. Although he was initially reluctant to put his daughter on a plane, he said he felt reassured after reading about onboard safety protocols and air filtration methods. I don't know how much they can... I've flown before, and the air filtration is not good on planes.
No.
We're probably going to make a snowman when I get there, she said. Which at least is good. I mean, she is going to visit her family, and she's got these plans of being with them and making a snowman. She joins more than 3 million passengers who have passed through U.S. airport security checkpoints in the last 3 days, according to data from the Transportation Security Administration. The agency reported just over 1 million people each day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, compared with 501,000 nationwide passengers on a single day 2 weeks ago, which still seems kind of low then. If it's only, I mean, if it was 500,000, you know, last week, and it's only 1 million now, that still seems kind of low for the holiday season. I don't know. I don't have those in front of me. Prior to Friday, the last time the agency passed the 1 million mark in 2020 was November the 29th, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Over the last few days, those numbers have started to grow, much like we saw ahead of Thanksgiving. The overall numbers are still
down.
Yeah, the overall numbers are still down substantially from last year, however. Some at LAX knew the risks. My grandma is getting old, and she has some health problems. So we wanted to see her, said Diego C., a 20-year-old Pasadena resident, which makes absolute perfect sense.
Yeah, she might die, so you might want to see her again. Because she might want to see you again, right?
Yeah, you would think. Wearing a face mask and shield, C. said he was extremely nervous about his journey. He plans to quarantine for, quote, a few days after he arrives before visiting his grandmother.
I just can't even imagine living in this state of fear that these people live in.
A face mask plus a face shield.
Yeah.
God.
And he's still...
yeah, and he's still scared. He's still going to quarantine when he arrives. The disconnect between the warnings of health officials and the reaction of those who decide to travel sometimes seems difficult to bridge. I don't know what sort of disconnect there is. The kid is wearing a mask and a shield, and he's terrified and planning to quarantine. Is he not doing everything they've told him to do?
That doesn't mean that they're not going to be afraid. I mean, if they have been told how scary things are, then even though they're taking all the supposed precautions, they're still going to be deathly afraid. That's why they're taking all the precautions.
I just can't understand living like that, man.
Right. The precautions don't make them feel safe. It just makes them feel safer. Right. So they are feeling constantly unsafe. And so by putting on a mask or by putting on two masks and then by...
I know a person who did that. The person who got sick at work, evidently, she was wearing two masks. Right
when she got sick?
Well, we don't know exactly when she got sick. But, I mean, we have one employee there who wore two masks, and it was her. And she was the one who got sick.
That's so funny.
It is, man. It's exactly what I would expect.
But this all stems from this fear-based mentality that governments have the incentive to inculcate people with. So it's constant within the media. It's constant within government education about fear and why, you know, the government
is needed, according to them. We have to keep you safe. I mean, you've got people like George Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, who will say things, you know, when they're speaking to an audience about how it's my job as president to keep the American people safe. Not actually what their job is. You know, their job is to run the executive branch of the government, whatever right. It is that entails. But in point of fact, as we've seen, the federal government's courts, Supreme Courts have ruled time and time again, the federal government and no government, actually no state government, has any obligation to provide you with protection. So on one hand, there's the legal opinion that we don't have to protect you at all. And then there's the statement, which of course we know politicians lie, the statement from these politicians that says, it's my job to protect you and keep you safe.
So, yeah, but they're terrible at it.
No, they are terrible at it, but they actually do a better job of putting us in danger by doing things like bombing the Middle East and killing innocent people there and creating terrorism, which then, of course, could actually result in killing innocent people here by the terrorism. But, you know, all that aside, people believe it. Right. When a man in a fancy hat and a fancy suit is on TV and he says that he's going to protect you. Well, that's what some of these people really want. I remember there was a statement from some New York liberal talking about how they were looking forward to Joe Biden being elected because Jill Biden would be like a mother to them or something like that. That they need a mother or something like.
So they're just going to pretend that the president's wife is their mother?
I think so. Something like that.
So these people legitimately want to be babied. And
that's what they want, yeah. They're like little adult children, essentially. That's what the state wants. It wants dependent people, right? That's why it's handing out all this money. That's why the new you've got a story about the so-called stimulus package tonight. If you want to talk about that, they're handing out money. They want people to get hooked on that, and they want people to be dependent completely upon them.
Because that only benefits them.
Correct.
I mean, they don't want it would be impossible to rule over a nation full of Ians and Arias.
Absolutely. We don't do what we're told.
Which is, why we don't do what we're told, partially. But if you have a population of these people, like that guy from New York, it's easy to rule over. They're going to do whatever you tell them to do whenever you tell them to do it. And it doesn't matter how silly it is. Hey, no, you've been vaccinated, but you still have to socially distance. You still can't hug your grandma. You have to stay at home. You can't go back to your job. And you have to wear a mask and a face shield if you want to do anything. Absolutely insane. For every cold statistic, there is an equally human justification. We're going to get back into this article from Herald Mail Media about the coronavirus and about America's actually planning to travel on Christmas. Are you planning to travel? 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
NFM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 855-4Z.
I knew I would. I'm surprised you made it through an hour.
Almost an hour.
Yeah.
That number is 603-283-6160. We're going to continue giving out the old number probably for quite some time, but 603-283-6160 is the number to call.
I'm kind of sad because my mentor, Bob Garrett, he's passed away. He died, I think, in his 50s. And he was the guy who did the liners for those old numbers that we don't hear usually on this show, but they used to play, like, right when we'd come back from break, they'd play on our network. And so now those liners, we can't use them anymore.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of sad. In other sad news, the government put together a 5,500-page bill yesterday.
All right, get reading.
Presented it to the House of Representatives or the Senate or whatever and gave them 2 hours to read it before they voted. Now, I have written a novel that is about 1,000 pages. That's actually overspaced. But it's long. It's about 400,000 words. So I have a little bit of perspective about what 5,500 pages of text looks like. And it's incomprehensibly large. There is not a human being alive who could read 5,500 pages of law and understand what that law is about.
Well, we already know they don't read the law, you know, the bills. We know they don't read them.
Well, they couldn't possibly have read this one.
And according to, was it Thomas Massey? It was either Thomas Massey or Justin Amash. I think it might have been Amash. Yeah, here it is. The Inquisitor reporting that Justin Amash says members of Congress have, quote, no idea, unquote, who is even writing the legislation. So not only...
presented it?
Well, that doesn't matter. You know, who's the person who's writing it, right? So that what he's saying is that if it's Nancy Pelosi or, you know, any of these Republicans or Democrats who's putting the bill forward, there's a good chance they themselves have not read the bill that they're putting forward, nor they, I mean, they certainly almost haven't written it, right? Like, these representatives don't have the time to write a 5,500-page bill. It's lawyers.
No one does.
It's lawyers. Somebody somewhere is writing it.
A massive team of lawyers.
Yes. Somebody is writing these bills. bills. They're then handing them to these representatives who then file them without having any idea what it is that they're filing. And then they vote on them without any idea of what they're actually voting on. That's the reality of this situation. This is according to a congressperson, Representative Justin Amash. He said this to the Inquisitor within the last month.
Now, there's an organization that targets this sort of thing called, like, Downsize DC. Are they still active?
Yes, they are. I believe they are.
So tucked away, we're going to get into some of this stimulus bill for what? It's about $1 trillion and not even...
You know, I'm surprised. I'm surprised they didn't double the size of the previous one. Instead, they went like by halvesies or a little bit less than that.
Yeah, that's the point that Rand Paul made. He's like, look, if you're just going to give people free money, why stop at $600? Why not make it $1,000, $2,000? Why not make it $50,000? It doesn't matter anymore. You're just destroying the currency.
That's right.
They don't care, though. Tucked away in this 5,000-page-long stimulus bill is a new law that severely punishes streamers that pirate large amounts of copyrighted content. Now, for those keeping score at home, I don't think there's any correlation between streaming and COVID-19 stimulus.
No, but there obviously doesn't need to be because there's no one side or there's no one bill for one issue requirement when it comes to the federal level. New Hampshire has restrictions like that, but the federal government does not.
Well, the federal government should, because there's all kinds of crap like this tucked away inside this bill.
Well, the federal government shouldn't even exist, but if they're going to exist, then okay.
You probably have nothing to worry about. The, quote, Protect Lawful Streaming Act, which was introduced earlier this month by Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican from North Carolina, doesn't target casual internet users. Now, for everyone who didn't catch that, he introduced this bill separately to, you know, fine streaming, illegal streaming, $10,000 or 10 years in prison, whatever. And evidently, it didn't go anywhere. So here comes along this stimulus package. It's almost guaranteed to pass, and he just slides it in there, and people vote on it,
ding,
and
ding,
they don't think anything about it. Half of them probably didn't even know it was there.
Yeah, of course not.
The law specifies that it doesn't apply to people who use illegal streaming services or, quote, individuals who access pirated streams or unwittingly stream unauthorized copies of copyrighted works. Rather, it's focused on commercial, for-profit streaming services that make money from illegally streaming copyrighted material.
Well, I mean, I guess it could be worse, right? So, that's not as bad as it could be, I suppose.
I guess. I mean, they're targeting the companies that produce, quote, illegal streaming content. I don't know. I mean, it's intellectual property nonsense, obviously.
Yeah.
If you own content, I think you should be able to stream it all you want.
Well, they're going to say that this is not content that is owned by the people who are streaming it. So,
well, they're demonstrably false because I have the DVD in my hand and it belongs to me.
Yes, oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying, so what they're talking about here is probably if Captain Kickass were on the show, like he would talk about there's like online streams of, say, football games and things like that. So sort of live television events that are going on, not so much... You know, because not many people
like
are
watch parties and that sort of thing.
I mean, maybe that's a factor, but just like sports fanatics, right? Like, I mean, for you and I, we're not into sports, right? I mean, I don't think you are.
Not
right?
at all.
Okay, but for like a fanatic that let's say doesn't want to spend whatever the hell $1,000 a year to buy the, you know, all the games on satellite television, right? Because like for NFL and for NBA or NHL and all these, you know, different sports leagues,
right.
They all have their different channels and packages on the various different cable and satellite platforms. I think some of them might be exclusive to satellite or whatever. I don't pay close attention to it, but you know, you get like the season pass and you have to pay hundreds probably of dollars every single year, but then you get to watch every game as they're happening live or whatever, right? So the fanatic would want to do something like that because they want to see their games. However, not all of them have $500 a year or whatever the total cost is of these packages. I don't know what they are, but they can't be cheap, right?
Okay, so they find some sort of...
So they find an online stream where someone who does have the package and the knowledge of how to encode a video for online streaming... They make a illegal stream of this Sunday's football game.
I would still argue they have the right to do that.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't care about intellectual property. I mean, I say good on them if that's what they want to do. But I'm just explaining to you what is going on out there. There are websites where you can go to, and those websites will list for you where the streams are. You know, sort of like websites that have torrents on them. You can go and click on the torrents. There's websites that are directories to live streams. And some of these channels have, like, you know, Bitcoin addresses or some other kind of cryptocurrency addresses to which they will take donations for their services. And then there's also some, I believe, providers out there that actually sell boxes, like physical hardware streaming boxes that can receive certain not-so-legal streams. This is, again, something I've not looked into personally, but that's what Chris, our Friday night co-host, has told me about. So there are actual services out there that do this restreaming as their business. Now, I suspect many of them aren't actually located in the United States. I mean, if you are in the United States and you're running that kind of business, you're crazy because they're going to come after you. But, you know, some of them might be located in, you know, India or something like that, where they have, like, multiple satellite dishes receiving multiple channels, and they sort of put a ton of different channels up, and then they have, like, a box that they'll sell you, and then you'll pay a probably a much smaller monthly fee than you would pay the cable company to stream it online. So that's what they're going after here.
This common sense legislation was drafted with the input of creators, user groups, and technology companies, and is narrowly targeted so that only criminal organizations are punished and that no individual streamer has to worry about the fear of prosecution.
Well, that's what they say, but is that how it'll actually go?
Probably not. And to answer your question about, you know, the people writing this law, well, he just told us who wrote at least this section of it.
Yeah.
Creators, user groups, and technology companies, and presumably attorneys for those technology companies. If a violator is prosecuted, they could be imprisoned for up to 10 years for multiple offenses, and they could be fined.
What are you in for? Streaming a football game?
That would be a tragic way to go.
Yeah.
The bipartisan bill has support from 5 Democratic senators and 4 Republicans. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think it just became law, so it had to have more than, you know, 9 people supporting it.
Wait, now, was the package signed by Trump? Did he sign the bailout?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if it has become. That's why I'm saying you said it just became law. Maybe it hasn't quite yet. I don't know either.
True. I don't see any realistic possibility of Trump vetoing it, though. And it
doesn't seem likely.
Even if he does, Biden will just come along in a month and
they'll try it again.
Yep. It also has support from Public Knowledge, a consumer advocacy group, which called the bill, quote, narrowly tailored, so it doesn't affect regular Internet users, which at least is good. But I'm still shocked how this ended up in the coronavirus stimulus package. Because it doesn't seem to be doing anything to actually stimulate the economy. It's certainly not going to help individuals out there who are broke and trying to watch football games or whatever. But they don't care about that. When we get back, Rand Paul has been making headlines lately. Evidently, he criticized Republicans in the Senate, calling them socialist Democrats, among other things. 603-283-6160 is our new call-in line. That's 603-283-6160.
Free Talk Live.
I was a pedestrian and an asinine cop backed up and hit me and knocked me down to the ground. And I said, I think we need to call the police as I'm, you know, screaming in pain. And he said, go ahead, I'm a cop too. And he left the scene of the accident.
Oh, wow.
So when the police and the ambulance and all the paramedics arrived to take me to the hospital, because I have knee damage now and need knee replacements to both knees because of his actions. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm a registered nurse. I work drug and alcohol rehab. This guy was drunk. I could see it.
Oh,
I could
my.
Tell by his, you know, his actions. He was drunk. And I said, I want a blood alcohol done on him. They knew who he was. They waited 6 hours to go to his home to arrest him. And, of course, by then he had sobered up.
Sure.
Free Talk Live. 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern. Live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.fm.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.